This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. He says, O believers, have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And taqwa means that we should be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should protect ourselves from His punishment and His wrath. And we shouldn't allow ourselves to die except in a state of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I begin my khutbah by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost to send blessings and prayers to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل وسلم وأنعم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا والحمد لله رب العالمين. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. In a hadith collected by Muslim and narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. He said, those who have even a weight of an atom of arrogance will never enter paradise. And then in the hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what is the definition of arrogance? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defined what arrogance is. He said, it is batrul haqqi or batarul haqqi wa ghamtun nas. He said, arrogance is basically one of these two things. Number one is to deny truth out of your arrogance. Our arrogance gets in the way and reject truth. So that's his first definition of what? Of arrogance. And then the second definition of arrogance, he said, غَمْتُ النَّاسِ, meaning that your arrogance makes us put people down, makes us walk in and think that we are better than anyone else, thinking that we're better, thinking that we're more valuable, that we have something special, that we're so special. We're so special. That feeling that you really think that other people are not worth of value and you got it all. That's the second definition of the Prophet about arrogance. So I'll say it again. One of these two things, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, either your arrogance, Rasul here is talking to all of us, your arrogance gets in the way and you reject truth, or you're being condescending and put people down just because you think that you're better than someone else. And I want to talk today in this short khutbah, inshallah ta'ala, about the second part, which is ghamtun nas, thinking that you are better than someone else. And subhanAllah, that actually started from the beginning of the creation of man, from Adam alayhi salam, since Adam alayhi salam. And we all know the story of Iblis, when he actually rejected to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam when he was asked, and it was a demand by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his justification, he said, Ana khayrun minhu. I am better than him. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. Subhanallah. Just think about this. He was actually making an argument that he's better than Adam alayhi salam just because he was created from hellfire and Adam was created from dirt. So he's trying to justify why he should not prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to walk you through the history of humanity until our day and time. And you will find, subhanAllah, this is a very dangerous disease. Started from the beginning of creation of man. Prophets came after Prophet Adam, and they were all rejected. And if you think why they were rejected, the core problem was their arrogance. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, أَنُؤْمِنُ لَكَ وَاتَّبَعَكَ الْأَرْضَلُونَ. You want us to believe in your message, and those idiots, those weak, those poor people are actually believing with you, and you want us to share that belief with them? We're not going to do that. So their arrogance made them even blind. They're not criticizing the content. They're not criticizing the message. Their arrogance got in the way. And they rejected the whole thing just because there are some poor people actually believing in the same message. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, same thing. The elite of Quraysh, those who, you know, are more educated, more rich, maybe they're white, and they're there and they're listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words. The words are so beautiful and powerful. One time they actually heard Surah An-Najm towards the end of Surah An-Najm, and they all prostrated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of the beauty of the Quran. The words of Quran were not the issue for them. The message itself was not the issue. Even the Prophet was not the issue. They actually used to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to love him. They used to call him As-Sadiq al-Amin, the most trustworthy, the most honest. The Prophet himself, his personality, who he is, was not the problem. The problem was what? Again, one more time, the problem was arrogance. You want us to believe in the same thing that these slaves believe? Or these poor people, these weak people? We're not going to do this. And then we're going to be resurrected to Allah, and then we're going to be treated the same on the Day of Judgment? We're not going to do that. We're actually better than them. We should have a special treatment. We have such a special position. Right? Think about it. Think about it. And subhanAllah, until now, we find it in our community. We're Arabs. We're better. The Quran was revealed to us. The Quran came with our language. We're better than Pakis and Indians and Desis. We got the Prophet. The Prophet is Arab. And then block others just because this justification. And then Desis came and say, you know, we're the largest Muslim across the globe. Islam was spread widely in our lands. We understood the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's words better. We even speak Arabic sometimes. And we have scholars that they even speak Arabic better than the Arabs. And this is reviving what? Think about it. First, it came from what? Arrogance. And reviving what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam fought against. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his message was easily be accepted if he said, you know what guys, you are the leaders, you're the most privileged people here, the message is primarily is for you, you're going to have special treatment. His struggle will come to an end with this. So again, as a community, we have this issue as well. Arrogance. Even we have some arrogance towards the reverts. We think that they're less, you know, religious than us. They just came to Islam. They just, you know, just reverted to Islam, man. We got it all. We were born Muslims. We know everything about this deen. And sometimes we fail to understand that all of the Sahaba, all of those who built this huge empire, all of those who built the Ummah, were actually reverts. Until now we mentioned their names, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali. All of these Sahabas were reverts. They weren't born Muslims. They converted to Islam when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam started his da'wah. So again, all of these comments coming from what? From arrogance. Even the way we give nasiha to each other. First, arrogance could be in the way you give nasiha, or arrogance could be in the way you receive the nasiha. It goes both ways. The way you give the nasiha, you should check your intention before you give the nasiha. We all should have that. should check your intentions. Why am I giving this nasiha? From the beginning. First of all, why am I giving this nasiha to this brother? Is it because I want to feel good about myself afterwards? Is that because I feel maybe insecure and I will feel great afterwards, you know, humiliating someone? Is this all about? Why am I giving the nasiha? Do I even know that person? When you give nasiha to someone, there are basics, there are actually rules of giving nasiha. If you're giving a personal nasiha, you cannot give it unless you really deeply know who this brother or who this sister is. And your relationship allow you to get out of your way and give nasiha. So why you're giving this nasiha? Ask yourself this question. Wallahi, simple question. Before you give this nasiha, just ask this question. Simple. Why am I giving this nasiha? And then the way you receive the nasiha. There are some people, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, they say ameen. The way they receive the nasiha, their arrogance gets in the way. Why am I going to actually listen to this brother? Even though he's saying something actually very valuable. He's talking about something that you really should work on. But my arrogance gets in the way. I'm just not going to accept any words from him. I'm good. And that actually takes us to the second reason, or the second symptom of arrogance, and which is covering up your flaws. And instead of bettering ourselves, we actually make the other worse. Just covering up our shame by being arrogant. I see you doing good in your life. I will have to find a comment about it. You're getting a new job. Well, you don't know how this guy got this job. You're actually passing your exams, and I'm failing. You know, this guy has some connections or whatever the case may be. I will have to cover up my flaws. To do what? Instead of bettering myself, working on myself, developing myself, my arrogance gets in the way. I don't want to see anybody better than me. I would actually go and criticize for the sake of criticism. Why? Because my arrogance does not allow me to actually accept the reality and work on myself. So I will cover this up by pointing fingers and criticizing others. Brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized this in his prophetic tradition. You will see Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaking a lot about this concept of kibr. And even in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the mu'mineen, the believers, as those who walk with humbleness. الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. They walk with humbleness. And I don't want my message to be taken in the wrong way. Being humble does not mean that you're being weak. Islam wants you to have izzah, to have pride, just because Islam itself gave you that pride. Islam itself gave you that pride. Being humble does not mean that let people take advantage of you. So this is the balance that we should all find. And this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught his companions. His companion would say, Allahu a'azzana bil Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dignified us with Islam. So you should be proud of who you are, of course. But if you have this feeling that you are better than someone else just because you have extra money, or because you have that SUV, or because you have that education, then wallahi, you should check yourself, check your attention, check your intention at this point. SubhanAllah, in Egypt, and I will conclude my khutbah with this. One time in Egypt, I was in KFC. And KFC in Egypt is a fancy restaurant. You know, this is for the people that they have money. And you will find this, you know, before they go to KFC, they have to dress up fancy and everything. You're going to Kentucky today, right? And you will find the family sitting there. They're all dressed well. And then a mechanic or a driver, whatever the case may be, someone coming, probably saved a lot of money to go to Kentucky to eat that meal, to share this meal with his family. So they're walking in, and they were all excited. They were all excited. Finally, we're getting to share this meal. And they're making noises and whatnot. And wallahi, you will find in people's faces, impressions, how disgusted they are. They think they're not worth enough to come to that place. This is what? Arrogance. Arrogance. One more time. You think that you're better than someone else. It's different than being humble and have pride in your faith, in your iman. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us from dirt. And we are going to return to dirt. We're all a timeline. 60 years, 70 years, 80 years. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. We're all going back to the same thing that we were created from. So there's absolutely no reason to think that you're higher than someone else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are fighting against this arrogance. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.